This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're told the U.S. is warning Israel to avoid mass casualties among Palestinian civilians if the war with Hamas continues. There's a ceasefire until tomorrow. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest now on what the U.S. is telling Israel, according to U.S. officials.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement, like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be warmly remembered today in Atlanta. She died November 19th at home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 96. First Lady Jill Biden and all the living former First Ladies will be among the mourners, as will President Biden and Rosalynn's husband, former President Carter. On another subject, President Biden says he knows you've been wrestling with those higher prices.
We know the prices are still too high for too many things, that times are still too tough for too many families, but we made progress. But we have more work to do.
He's warning companies against price gouging and says his administration has been working to lower costs for U.S. families. Former President Trump's lawyers say Donald Trump had a good faith basis to question the results of the 2020 election. In a defense motion filed late last night in federal court, they're demanding the prosecutors turn over any evidence related to voting irregularities and potential foreign interference in the contest. This is AP News. The AP's Norman Hall has the latest on that recent train derailment in Kentucky.
The cause of a train derailment that sparked a chemical fire and forced residents of a Kentucky town from their homes is now known. CSX Railroad says the derailment, which happened Wednesday just north of Livingston, Kentucky, was caused by a failed wheel bearing on a train car. The chemical fire that resulted forced residents out of their homes for just over a day, including most of Thanksgiving. Two of the 16 cars that derailed carried molten sulfur, which caught fire after the cars were breached. CSX says the bearing that failed didn't get hot enough to trigger an alarm for the last one of the railroad's trackside detectors that the train passed, so the crew didn't get any warning before the derailment. I'm Norman Hall.
In China, a violent rock burst in a coal mine killed 11 people this morning. China's been working on improving mine safety. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.